From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The attorney for Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson says his client is resigning and has released a letter in which Wilson says he hopes that his decision will allow the community to heal. The Ferguson City Police Department has not confirmed receiving this letter. A grand jury this week decided not to indict Wilson for the shooting death of Michael Brown, and demonstrations have been continuous this week. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips reports protesters are now embarking on a 120-mile trek from Ferguson to the Missouri governor's mansion in Jefferson County.
I spoke with the NAACP's national president, Cornell William Brooks. He said they're marching for justice for Michael Brown as well as for an end to police racial profiling. He said even though the grand jury decided not to indict, there are still two federal cases going on, and also that this march is about more than just one chase. It's about a social justice and an interracial profiling.
St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips. Taliban attackers armed with suicide vests and assault rifles killed three people during a raid on a guest house near the Afghan parliament. Afghan officials say two of the dead were foreigners. NPR's Sean Carberry reports.
What's still unclear is who was living in the compound. Two people who escaped told NPR that they work for a South African humanitarian organization, but that's yet to be confirmed. And what's also unusual is the fact that there were children in the compound. Most NGOs ban family members from living in Afghanistan, and most often it's either Christian missionaries or professors who bring their children to Kabul. In their statement claiming responsibility, the Taliban did say that they were targeting a secret Christian missionary center, but again, that is still unconfirmed at this time.
NPR's Sean Carberry. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear an important case involving allegations of pregnancy discrimination next week. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, at issue is the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, a law that's been on the books for 36 years.
The law requires employers to treat workers with limitations due to their pregnancies in the same way they treat other workers with temporary disabilities. In the case before the court, UPS maintains it does not have to provide light duty for pregnant workers unable to lift 70 pounds. The company does provide light duty for some other temporarily disabled workers. A majority of the lower courts have interpreted the law narrowly, as they did in the UPS case, siding with the company. Now the Supreme Court will decide. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The World Health Organization says Ebola numbers in West Africa are still going up. The number of people sickened has passed 16,000. The death toll is nearing 7,000. This is NPR News. Former U.S. Poet Laureate Mark Strand has died. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that the essayist died of cancer at the age of 80.
The Poetry Foundation says the hallmarks of Mark Strand's writings were precise language, surreal imagery, and the recurring theme of absence or negation. Born in Canada but raised in America, Strand was named the U.S. Poet Laureate in 1990 and won a Pulitzer Prize for his collection called Blizzard of One in 1999. He once told the Los Angeles Times Magazine that he wasn't very good with language as a child, and it would have come as a shock to his family to hear that he would later become a poet. Instead, he studied art and painting, and he remained interested in those subjects throughout his life. Just 5 years ago, Strand started making collages using paper he made by hand. He is survived by his daughter and his partner. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Retail analysts say the holiday shopping season is off to a good start this year. Analyst Dana Tesley told NBC's Today Show that sales this year will most likely be higher than in years past.
Overall, for the past 10 years, we've had a 2.9% increase. Last year was a little bit more than 3%. Hitting 4% could be an opportunity this year.
In Washington, D.C., President Obama did some shopping today at an independent bookstore. He purchased over two dozen books before checking out.
Oh, my gosh. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas.
Could we receive the bag for you?
Yeah.
The Saturday after Thanksgiving has been promoted in recent years as Small Business Saturday. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.